Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Last weekend, it was Hannah in Texas. This weekend, it's Tropical Storm Isaias working slowly offshore along Florida's east coast. Heaviest rains and winds are out over the Atlantic. No Florida landfall expected or tomorrow as the storm churns along, passing offshore along Georgia's coast. But South Carolina, they'll have new troubles with Isaias coming ashore late Monday, early Tuesday. A storm surge warning has been posted for Charleston. Landfall expected between Myrtle Beach and Wilmington after midnight. And there's a chance Isaias may briefly become a hurricane again. Plus, the threat of tornadoes with any landfalling tropical system. The storm also evolves as it makes landfall into a Barrow Clinic rainmaker. That means lots of rain. Localized tropical storm force winds, too. Watches extend to Rhode Island tonight. Warnings likely to be extended across North Carolina, Virginia, the Delmarva, riding along the Jersey Shore and Long Island on Wednesday. Not very big or powerful, but certainly influencing a lot of people. So we know the weather in the Southeast and Northeast. What's your weather tomorrow? That's coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
There's James Montique, the best sound engineer in America. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 7 minutes past the hour. Welcome. I am absolutely convinced that the challenge, the problem with the pandemic situation is not that people are being asked to quarantine or stay at home or wear masks or not wear masks. The challenge is there's absolutely no consistency to it anywhere, not in America, not state to state, but in county to county, town to town, store to store. That is the challenge. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. You're not going to believe this story. Maybe you've had similar challenges the past week or two, or you're about to have them. Please listen to me carefully because I have a radio voice and I have a challenging personality. Ready? My 17-year-old daughter got accepted to a big university in upstate New York, controlled by Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo. Big university. But they're throughout the state of New York. If you are not in the state of New York right now, and you're coming to college to one of those schools in the state of New York from a dirty state, a state that is viewed by Governor Cuomo as unclean, you have to be quarantined for 14 days. Even if you test negative, even if you're fine, you have to quarantine for 14 days before you're allowed into the general population of whatever campus it is. Therefore, 2 weeks ago, we started getting these insane emails that changed every single day, saying how she could come on campus, when she could come on campus, which parent could come with her, what they could do when they're on campus, what sort of eggs they should order, what they should have on their bagel. It was insane every day. And then they said you have to have a test that shows that you're negative, and it has to be submitted to the university in a certain way. It has to go through the health department portal of the university. Well, it gets better. All right, fine. Now we say, well, okay, we'll order the test. Well, you have to order it from this lab, and you have to have it submitted by this Friday, because she had to be up there Saturday, this past Saturday, yesterday, and it had to be submitted by Friday. The way it worked was the soonest she could get the test was Wednesday, and it had to come from that lab. And then the minute she got it from that lab, here's what she had to do. She had to sit in front of a Zoom screen and perform the test witnessed by a member of the lab or a member of the health department of the university. She had to open it in front of the Zoom camera to prove that there was no tampering. And then she had to perform the test in front of whatever Zoom person was on the other end. Then we had to FedEx it to the lab. And on Friday night, Saturday morning, they would let us know if we could drive a gazillion hours to get to the university. Well, sure enough, she's fine. And then we could drive a zillion hours. Okay, so what happens when you get to this large private university? What happens then? Can we move her in the way normal people used to move in kids, which was, you know, sort of a family thing, and you'd bring too much stuff, leave some of it in the car, dad would hide a beer, as a whole production, right? No. One parent could go with her into the dorm, one. You had to get on a waiting list to get into the dorm. They couldn't allow too many people in at the same time, God forbid. And then the parent that went in could stay there for 2 hours. That was it. Then that parent had to leave and go drive a gazillion hours home. Oh, my God. Taking all the fun out of it. Well, now my 17-year-old daughter is in school. She's in the dorm, a high-rise dorm. Alone. Not a night with her parents, not a night with her sister. She's there alone. Remember, did you go away to college? There was nothing quite as scary as your first night in that dorm. Except the dorm was filled. There were people you were meeting, people you were flirting with, the whole thing. She has nobody there. There's like four people on her very large floor because that's all it would accommodate. Oh, wait, there's a bonus round. And for the 2 weeks that she's in that school with the crappy steaks that you can't cut with a knife, a big knife, we had to pay an extra $1,000. We had to pay an extra $1,000 for her to sit alone in a scary dorm at night, right now, no one around who she knows, but social distancing, no problem, the masks everywhere. The bad food is brought to them rather than going to a cafeteria. It is brought to their room. It's like room service, except on a really bad day. Like the worst case scenario for room service. And that's where she is. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Here's what needs to happen. That is not sustainable. You know, everybody's very excited about sustainability. You go to Starbucks and they have big signs everywhere. We have sustainability styrofoam. Good for you. Our bathrooms are sustainable. Good for you. Our coffee grounds sustainable. Good for you. Thank God Dunkin' Donuts makes no such promises. We have no issues with Dunkin' Donuts. What has to happen is it's great we all are going to be safe, but what has to happen is it has to be a national initiative. Here's where you wear masks. Here's where you don't wear masks. Here's how you open up a school. Here's how you don't open up a school. Here's how you open up your businesses. It has to be a national initiative. It can't be county to county, because what you see on maps showing county to county are dramatic differences county to county next to each other in terms of illness rate and death rate. So, Dorothy, I hope you have a spectacular time. And then they're going to do something even dumber than the way they let her into school, and I'll tell you about that. And I'll have live John Weatherby weather about the tropical storm for you in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Amica splendens, critically endangered, a female gave birth, and... Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling. I want to give you a vision. I just got out of the shower right before the show. Don't think about it too long. In that shower, I shampooed my hair with a great shampoo. It's pretty bright red. I put it on, leave it on for 5 minutes because it smells great. But the purpose of this shampoo is to regrow, restore my hair, and stop hair loss. That's right. And I got it from Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com, Keeps.com. When you go to Keeps.com and you indicate that you would like the products to restore and regrow hair, you figure I'll put in my credit card, give them the information, they'll send it to me. No. No, I did that, and they instantly refunded my money and said you must be in touch with our doctor, a real doctor. Why? Because these are real medications. These are real meds for hair loss, to restore hair loss, to stop hair loss. You get it at keeps.com. I got in touch with the doctor. It was a very brief conversation. He had one or two questions. That was it. It was simple. But this is real medicine. You get a prescription for hair loss products from keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com, keeps.com. These products are reasonably priced, and we're going to find out if they work. I'm going to take pictures of my pretty head, post it on Facebook, and over the next few weeks, we'll see if my hair growth is coming back, if my hair is coming back, or, you know, if it's working. K-E-E-P-S.com. And that was the idea of the Keeps company. They said, well, Walter, why don't you take pictures of your head and let's show the world the progress? That's how confident they are in this product. K-E-E-P-S.com. Go there, put in my name, Walter, and get 50% off. 50% off for the promo code Walter. That's K-E-E-P-S.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
The most dangerous thing in your life is your cell phone. Your cell phone is carrying germs and viruses from wherever you go. You put it on a counter at a store. You let your kid play Minecraft on it. It gets loaded with germs. Then you put it in your pocket. Then you take it out. Then you put it near your mouth and your nose. Now you can clean your phone dozens of times a day just by putting it in a simple, beautiful box called, the name of the box is The Clean Phone. That's the box. You put your phone in that box, and 5 minutes later, it comes out 99.9% germ and virus free. You get it at the New Deal Shop. That's the name of the website, The New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. Get the clean phone, put in my name for free 2-day shipping. The New Deal Shop.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
John Weatherby, the official Sterling on Sunday meteorologist. Is this a tropical storm we're looking at? Is this a hurricane we're looking at? What's the deal, and how the heck do you pronounce the name of this thing?
That's always a big question with this particular storm. Isa Isis. Isa Isis. It is the Spanish for Isaiah. Don't ask me how I know that. I had to go look it up. But it is a tropical storm very close to our U.S. coastline, paralleling the Florida East Coast, still tonight with 70-mile-an-hour winds, moving rather slowly, about to make a turn more north and northeast, and will go by the Georgia coast. Nobody's expecting a landfall until late night, Monday night into early Tuesday, between South Carolina and North Carolina, Myrtle Beach and Wilmington, North Carolina. And then it will make landfall, and then it will become a huge rainmaker. As a matter of fact, all of this really mean, stormy weather associated with Isa Isis is out in the Atlantic. It's being blown away from the center of the storm by what's called wind shear, upper-level strong winds that are forcing the convection, those big thunderstorms and gusty winds, away from Florida. And that's the way we'll go through tonight. It looks very unlikely that it'll ever become a hurricane again. There may be a little brief period between Charleston and Myrtle Beach, but by the time it makes landfall, that will be it. Then, perhaps more importantly, Isa Isis becomes this big rainmaker that will race across North Carolina, Virginia, the Tidewater, Delmarva, up past Atlantic City, Jersey Shore, up past Long Island, and all the way up into Maine by early Wednesday before becoming extra tropical or no longer tropical in the Canadian provinces. So that will be the story on that storm, and that continues to be our issue tonight. It's just very light rain, West Palm Beach, Cape Canaveral, Flagler Beach, Daytona Beach. Nobody's getting a lot of rain, some gusty winds, and it's, in fact, a rain event that will become a gusty wind event, and then nothing but rain as it works its way through the Carolinas. Then, Walter, we have Josephine to watch. This is an unnamed storm out in the center of the Atlantic, and if it does get named in the next couple of days, it would be a much easier name to say for everyone, Josephine.
Do you get to be on the committee to decide when a storm gets to be named?
No, there are 14 people, and I don't know a single person who's on that committee, but there are 14 people.
But you know there are 14, which is terrifying in itself.
That's true. And they're all from the United States, France, and a couple of Spanish-speaking countries. I think Mexico is represented in one of the Spanish-speaking islands, Caribbean islands. I don't remember which ones. But that's it. Those people meet every April and get to pick who gets retired and what are the new names for the next year.
John Weatherby.
It's almost as bad as taking your kid to college.
John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday, official meteorologist. He will be up. He will be watching the storm. If anything changes significantly between now and the end of the show, which is 1 a.m. East Coast, 10 p.m. West Coast, he will let us know. Is that correct, John?
That is correct, sir. Have a great night.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That's John Weatherby, the official meteorologist. Ask yourself, why don't other network radio shows on late at night have an official meteorologist? Ask yourself that question, and I'll tell you the answer. You read it? You want to know the answer? It's because, oh, who else is doing it? Where else is it being done? I can't think of anyone else doing it. Bunch of morons. Listen, if you're going to make a radio show, do it right. The one thing I know you care about the most, whether you're driving an 18-wheeler, you're driving a 4-wheeler, or one of those hideous hatchbacks, you want to know the weather. This is not a stretch. I'm not doing anything innovative here. I'm just sharing the weather with you. Now, I'm going to do something innovative with you. We just learned. What have we learned so far? We learned that my daughter, Dorothy, is stuck at a huge private university in the state of New York that allowed her mother, but not her father, or her father, but not her mother, one parent to come and move her in for the first time in her life, going to a dorm, to live in a dorm where she has to be quarantined for 14 days. 14 days. And the parents could only take the kid in for 2 hours. And the kid had to test negative. I get that. But then the parent could only take the kid in for 2 hours. And then they can't go to a cafeteria. They have to get room service of terrible food. What has the experience been when you've taken your kid to college? What are they setting up as the wacky rules to take your kid to college or to reopen your business? All I hear about is, well, you know, the bars, the bartenders, you know, the bars, and you know, the bars and the hair salons and the bars and the hair salons. I don't care about the bars and the hair salons. I can go to a liquor store, have it send to me. I don't care about the bars and the hair salons. That seems to be the only thing on local snooze is the bars and the hair salons, the bars, there's social distancing. I don't care. What I care about is my kids. What I care about is businesses, big businesses. How are they allowed to reopen? What has been your experience? Mine is craziness. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. 888-688-9258. I get so excited I can't keep track of the numbers. Yeah, and I'm playing the ponies, too. 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. Call me. Let me know how they're opening up your kids' schools, because all I see is craziness. But I have an idea. There was a path for us. There was a map laid out in the 60s as to what the world should be like now, how things should be going now. Let's compare that map with how things are going now.
People live today where they will. Neither terrain nor distance a deterrent to where the men of the city build their homes. All roads lead, as they have for centuries, to the great centers of commerce and communication, as the Continental Highway now leads us to the city of tomorrow. Plazas of urban living rise over freeways. Vehicles electronically paced, travel routes remarkably safe, swift, and efficient. Towering terminals serve sections of the city, make public transportation more convenient, provide ample space for private cars, and from a lower level, covered moving walks radiate to shopping areas that are now truly marketplaces of the world. Its traditions and its faiths preserved, there is new beauty and new strength in the city of tomorrow. Technology can point the way to a future of limitless promise, but man must chart his own course into tomorrow, a course that frees the mind and the spirit as it improves the well-being of mankind.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. The city of tomorrow, which man must chart his own course. He must chart his own course and have marketplaces underneath the road, which I think is a pretty good description of Chicago. And it'll be electric cars. There you have it. Here's the charted course for me. You ready? We do not need these stupid buildings. What have we learned? Look at Google. Google's not going to open up their offices until mid-2021. They have multiple offices in California and in Manhattan, really expensive real estate. The smartest thing they could do would be to get out of that real estate, because what is Google? It's an algorithm. How do they have 10,000 employees? It's just an algorithm. Why do they need all those offices? And why do they need 10,000 employees? I don't know. They don't need it. Now, what is the great thing about working at Google? Well, we have great gourmet food down the hall 24 hours a day. Okay, that can be like home. And we have nurseries for your kids. Okay, that can be the rec room in the basement. And we reimburse you for commuting. Well, if I can work from home, I don't need to be commuting. I can just work from home. I can wake up, in fact, far more refreshed, because I can wake up at 8:45 if you want me there at 9 and be in my office at 9 with better coffee than you're serving even in your gourmet cafeteria. I say, let's not go back to work. I say, let's work, but there's no reason. It's an aberration. It's a fluke. It was a stupid thing to decide, yes, we need to have four-hour commutes each way in Los Angeles, two-hour commutes each way from Northwest Jersey into Manhattan. Yeah, that's a good plan. It was a terrible plan. It was the worst stupid plan imaginable. And you know how it happened? It happened because the railroads at the turn of the century, when our infrastructure was being built, that was the primary means of getting into the cities, and they wanted to be sustained and profitable before the automobile was a reasonably viable way to do it. So people got used to doing it that way. That's what I say. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. My name's Walter Sterling, and this incredible show is Sterling on Sunday.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Severe thunderstorm watch up and down I-25 on the Front Range tonight, with many warned cells in New Mexico and Colorado. Heat is life-threatening in Idaho, Utah, and Arizona tonight. Tornado watch along the Hudson River Valley in New York State. And the tropical impacts of Tropical Storm Isaias. Your weather tomorrow? The hot spot will be the tropical storm, pushing rain into the mid-Atlantic ahead of landfall late day in South Carolina. Our front directing Isaias makes it to New England late day. Cold front stretching across Ohio and Indiana into Kentucky. Tuesday is a giant blend of the tropics and a cold front over the Northeast, producing heavier rains. Flash flood watches Pennsylvania, New York, into New England. New tropical moisture starts to trigger late-day storms along coastal areas in the Southeast. And more heat for the central and southern plains back into the Intermountain West, watching the Apple wildfire. Boy, we need some rain help there. Late in the work week, a new system rides the northern storm track with some thunder, and a new tropical storm may be a problem for the Carolinas again, and that might be named Josephine. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe how much I love doing this show. I love being with you. It is just fantastic. I am so lucky. And because I was sitting here thinking, okay, we got cool stuff coming up. I have incredibly produced bits, brilliantly produced bits. Am I going to get any awards from the Morning Mouth or from, what do they call that award? No, but whatever it is, I'm not going to get any awards. In fact, I have managed successfully to have a very significant career in radio. I mean radio, but I've had a very significant career. I've won no awards. I've invented two successful formats. I'm not going to brag. Two successful formats, made major strategic moves at companies like SiriusXM, and I've won no awards. I haven't sought the awards. The Mercury Award from the Radio Advertising Bureau. Now, and that's odd in itself because, you know, to not win an award from the Radio Advertising Bureau ignores this fact.
Mr. Advertiser, your message goes here.
All right, here's Judy from Dallas. Now, we met Judy in Dallas because she's a big fan of WBAP in Dallas. And she always has a horrible joke for us. Judy, would you please share your horrible joke? Why do you always interrupt me, Judy? Why do you always interrupt? Let me introduce you and make you into the star you are, and then tell your joke. Now tell the joke.
Okay, well, first I was going to say, I heard you brag on yourself. And I think you're very good. Now, I know you don't get paid to be good, but that doesn't mean you're good for nothing.
Oh, joy being a guy, having a girl like me.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
All right, there's James Copeland. Hello, James. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Good evening, Walter.
James, where is the Winnebago parked tonight?
Well, we're still in Wichita, Kansas, but I'm very happy to report that we have restored a 45-year-old air conditioning system in the front, so it will no longer, hopefully, be 102 while I'm driving it around next week.
And the Winnebago, what is the temperature outside right now?
Oh, it's very nice. It was like fall today. We only got up to the 80s, I think, and we're down in the high 70s now.
One of the tragedies of the coronavirus, the pandemic, is in every state, I believe that the state fair has been canceled. Now, if you grew up in a deeply wooded, deeply densely populated urban area like the suburbs of Manhattan, Philadelphia, Miami, Los Angeles, state fairs were not on your horizon. They were not part of your radar. You didn't know they actually existed. You may have thought they only existed in movies from 1938. But now, James, you have revealed to me that state fairs, especially in Kansas, are a very big deal. Is that correct?
They are a very big deal. I was just thinking back, and I don't think that I have missed the Kansas State Fair since at least I was in fourth grade. So I am a very religious fairgoer and was, of course, devastated to learn that this year's fair was going to be canceled. In fact, they first voted to do the fair, go ahead and have it, but then a bunch of sponsors backed out and all that sort of thing, so they had to cancel the state fair. And then after that, the actual general manager of the state fair resigned so that other workers wouldn't have to be laid off. So he basically gave up his job so that they wouldn't have to fire anyone or, you know, get rid of them just because of money reasons. So, it's a big devastation for a lot of places, but I know they are going to have some of the agricultural events, like the 4-H'ers and stuff for, their goats and all that sort of thing so that they can show them off because they would be obviously pretty disappointed not to be able to do that. But other than that, that's going to be a private event, so the state fairgrounds will be closed for most normal people week there in September.
Now, James Copeland, take us down the fairway of the Kansas State Fair and tell us what we might see on this imaginary journey.
So I always go in a particular entrance that goes right by the Boy Scout and Girl Scout exhibits. Of course, I guess they're not called that anymore, but back when I was doing it, they were. And because I entered in those as a Boy Scout, they would actually pay you. So you would enter stuff, and then when you would win, they would give you money. So as a child, that was always very good. So you go and see that first. And then as we go down, the road, we're inundated. I think on the left side, there's always the root beer stand. They've got, like, the best root beer ever. And then, of course, the saltwater taffy, which is the only place you can actually get fresh saltwater taffy. Everywhere else, it's, you know, gross and hard. And then the Pronto Pup stand, which I don't know, Walter, if you're familiar with Pronto Pups, but
no,
they're a big thing
no.
in the Midwest.
What are they?
It's a corn dog. It's a corn dog, but instead of the regular cornmeal batter, it's pancake batter. So they're a huge thing at, like, any fair. If you've been to one and you know what a Pronto Pup is, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, but otherwise you're just going to be confused.
Now, it is my personal experience, having grown up in New Jersey, which has a seashore. When you go to the boardwalk, there is a significant saltwater taffy presence. No place else but at the boardwalk. Then you make the mistake, and you buy a box of saltwater taffy. In my case, I look for the caramel, the coffee, the vanilla. That's my palate, my personal taffy palate. I don't want any peppermint. I don't want any mint. But it seems to be overwhelmingly dominated by mint and peppermint. But here's the real challenge, James. Anytime I have bought saltwater taffy, even if I have seen it being made at the boardwalk at the Jersey Shore, it's stale. It's always stale. And there's nothing more dangerous in your mouth that has any sort of dental work than saltwater taffy that's stale. You telling me at the state fair in Kansas it's not stale?
Well, you have to be careful because especially on the start of the fair, if you go, you know, the very opening weekend, sometimes it seems like they'll put out last year's stock. So you have to squeeze it to make sure you're getting the good stuff. So that's my tip there. Make sure, you know, don't squeeze the Charmin, but make sure you squeeze the saltwater taffy.
It's sort of like airport sushi on a Monday.
Oh, yeah, I'm not touching that.
Yeah, I mean, that's about as gross as it gets. Now, the Winnebago that you're refurbishing, sitting in the middle of Kansas, what work do you have left to do? Because please remind everybody exactly what year it is, what color it is, what you've had to do, and the sociological choice you made to live in a Winnebago.
Yeah, so it's a 1975 Winnebago Indian, and I was actually contemplating it, taking it to the fair this year, but yeah, that was going to be $500, and now there's no fair. But anyway, we have restored the roof. We've taken the whole thing off. It was a convertible, put it back on, repainted the sides. It's a lovely lime green, grass green, and white, so it's a very 70s color palette. And then I did put a new floor in, built a custom radio studio inside with actual 1950s acoustic tiles. And, yeah, this is actually where the commercials and all that good production for Sterling on Sunday come from, live from a Winnebago. So, and as far as living in a Winnebago full-time and being a full-time RVer, I've done that now for a couple months, and it's definitely a very interesting, unique lifestyle, a little bit more off the cuff, but I think I'm going to like it. You know, the nice thing is you can go wherever you want, and whenever you're traveling, you have everything with you, so it is incredibly convenient in many aspects.
James also produces The Usual Edition and the Drive-Through Brew, and now I will confess to you that when you sent me the files the first few times for the Drive-Through Brew, and it said DTB, I had no idea what the heck it was. It had never occurred to me to turn it into initials. And then The Usual Edition said Mixdown. I'm like, what? Why does it say Mixdown? Why does it just say Usual Edition? But James, these are the luxury problems, my friend. Thank you very much for being on the big show, and thank you for making the show sound so spectacular. I think that the listener needs a direct pipeline to you. Would you be willing to share your email address?
Of course, you can email me at radionomad75@gmail.com. That's just radio, the word nomad, 75, the numbers, at gmail.com.
It's 45 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Amica Splendens, critically endangered, a female gave birth, and later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I love thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com is filled with amazing products you don't see anyplace else. Most importantly, the KN95 masks. The KN95 masks are the one that doctors and emergency responders use. They're not the ones your grandmother makes with the little kittens and the bunnies on it. which are always hot and you can't breathe through them. But the KN95 masks are well made. They're for first responders. And I can breathe through it. They keep me safe. They keep other people safe. And the best place to get the KN95 mask is at the New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. That's the name of the website. This store is filled with unbelievable items that I have never seen anyplace else. I won't even begin to tell you what's there. You want to go and check it out yourself. TheNewDealShop.com. TheNewDealShop.com. That's where you get your KN95 masks. Those are the masks that keep you safe and keep those around you safe from you. KN95 mask. I get mine at TheNewDealShop.com. You put in the promo code Walter and you get free two-day shipping, because you're going to want them right away. You're going to want these masks right away. They have great deals on KN95 masks that keep you safe and other people safe. But when you're there, you've got to see the other stuff, the other really interesting and sometimes wacky stuff that they have at TheNewDealShop.com. TheNewDealShop.com. The name of the website is TheNewDealShop.com. Put in the promo code Walter. Then you get free two-day shipping, and I get full credit for sharing this information with you.
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Listen to me. I want you to go to Facebook, to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, because there you will see a stunning and shocking video of my head. We took video of my head today, which is the beginning of the first week that I have used keeps.com. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, and you will see a video of the top of my head, the front of my head, and we can see how bald I am. The shocking fact is that if you're losing your hair, no one is going to tell you. No one told me. No one! And then they came along and said, Keeps would like to be a sponsor on Sterling on Sunday. And I said, well, my kid's about to go to college, so I am sales friendly.
Mr. Advertiser, your message goes here.
And the first thing we did was we said, well, let's see if it works. And let's put video of me losing my hair on Facebook. Go there now. You will see it. You will see how bald I am. And then once a week, as I use this product, Keeps, which is a medical product to prevent hair loss and maybe restore hair, but to prevent hair loss, it's a medical system, which I started doing a shampoo, a serum, a pill, doing all of it because I want to keep my hair. Why? Because I have a much younger, very beautiful, never suffering wife who might lose interest if I lose too much hair, and I'm not going to spend a fortune to keep it. Turns out the keeps.com, it doesn't cost a fortune, but I'm not doing the commercial now. What I'm doing is, please go to Facebook and look at the video of my head, and then each week we will play along and see how much hair I get to keep and how much hair I get to have restored from keeps.com. Keeps.com is the company making it. There's also information about keeps.com on my Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling. And then, oh my God, the sales department, Lindy, listen to me. She wants you to click like when you see the video or you see the information about keeps.com at Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. Click like. Okay, click like. I don't know why every sales department in the world is obsessed with clicking like, but that's their mission from Jesus, that everybody should click like. Do it, because if you don't do it, my kid has to drop out of college. There'll be no way to pay for the bad steak that they're serving her right now on quarantine. Do you realize that kids going to private school, private universities, state universities in upstate New York, any university that's open now, they're quarantined for 14 days. Now, if you're a freshman who's just entering college, what could be more terrifying than being alone on campus in the summer? Remember when you visited campuses in the summer? They were always kind of interesting and spooky at the same time. Well, now you're an incoming freshman, and you get to be spooked by empty dorms, empty sidewalks, empty classrooms, and you're really not allowed to leave your room. It's insane. This is freaking insane. Let's talk about that. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Why do I do this radio show? I do it because I get to talk to you. You and I get to share ideas and get to talk to each other. And everybody who calls in tonight, if you guess the mystery voice, not only do you get to be on the air, which is a thrill, but if you guess the mystery voice, you will actually win a prize. Not a prize announcement, an actual prize. Here's the mystery voice.
What happens when you're in an open relationship? How does that, how do you navigate that? What can go wrong? What can go right? And like a monogamous relationship, you can have problems in any kind of situation.
You will win an actual prize from Velo Hul, who raises tropical fish. You can only guess at this point what that prize could be, but you will get an actual prize from Velo Hul. Now, one more thing. Let's go to do this. I never get a chance to do it. Let's do it now. Listen to this. It's not the Good Humor truck. That is a Conet station. And coming up in seconds, I'll explain what a Conet station might be, but nobody knows for sure. Want to hear it again? It'll spook the heck out of you. But over it, I'm going to tell you the code that you can decode only with your Midnight Misfit decoder card, which you get at waltermsterling.com. Go to waltermsterling.com, and there's the decoder card. You don't have to spend anything. You download it instantly. You print it out on your printer. It's free, free, free. Here is the code. Exclamation mark. 4. The number 1, percent sign, 7, and T. One more time. I guess we need the bet again.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Yeah. Exclamation mark. You have to decode it with your Walter M. Sterling Midnight Misfit decoder card. You get one of those at waltermsterling.com. Waltermsterling.com. Or is it Sterling on Sunday? Either will get you there. Exclamation mark. The number 4. The number 1, a percent sign, 7, and T. You put those in, you decode it, and you will get a very secret message from Walter M. Sterling and the Conet station. No, it's not a Good Humor truck. That isn't what that is. That's actually a radio station that no one knows where they are, but they put out secret messages all day. Weird secret messages. No one knows what they are. Somebody did a nine set CD called the Conet Project, where he recorded hundreds of hours of these weird signals that are put out, and with vaguely an explanation. But let's you and I talk. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Let's talk about the particular hell that you and I have dealing with the quarantine, going back to work, the opening and closing of businesses. It's crazy time. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Last weekend, it was Hannah in Texas. This weekend, it's Tropical Storm Isaias working slowly offshore along Florida's east coast. Heaviest rains and winds are out over the Atlantic. No Florida landfall expected or tomorrow as the storm churns along, passing offshore along Georgia's coast. But South Carolina, they'll have new troubles with Isaias coming ashore late Monday, early Tuesday. A storm surge warning has been posted for Charleston. Landfall expected between Myrtle Beach and Wilmington after midnight. And there's a chance Isaias may briefly become a hurricane again. Plus, the threat of tornadoes with any landfalling tropical system. The storm also evolves as it makes landfall into a Barrow Clinic rainmaker. That means lots of rain. Localized tropical storm force winds, too. Watches extend to Rhode Island tonight. Warnings likely to be extended across North Carolina, Virginia, the Delmarva, riding along the Jersey Shore and Long Island on Wednesday. Not very big or powerful, but certainly influencing a lot of people. So we know the weather in the southeast and northeast. What's your weather tomorrow? That's coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
James Copeland is our production wizard who's in a Winnebago in the middle of Kansas. James, we forgot to say the most important thing. What station does your father listen to Sterling on Sunday on?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, he was listening earlier today, and he heard a piece of production that I made. And so he listens to Sterling on Sunday on WTKI in Huntsville, Alabama.
Why don't you say that again? Do you know the frequency?
I am terrible. I don't. I will find it out.
So you will find that out now, WTKI. And when you do that, look up who owns it.
All right. So we have WTKI. It's on 1450 AM and 106.3, looks like. But, the AM is all that matters, 1450.
And who owns it?
Let's see. You're putting me on the spot here.
That is the magic of radio, that we have the spontaneity, that we don't have scripts, we don't waste money on writers the way wasteful television networks do. Instead, we sit out here on big radio stations like KMOX, hanging out there, our careers in the balance.
Yeah, the FRC of Alabama LLC is listed as the owner.
It's probably the owner's son. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Say those call letters again.
Yes, it's 105.3 FM, 1450 AM, WTKI.
You and I should go down there and surprise them. Go, we'll just appear in your Winnebago and go, booga booga, booga booga, network talent at your door, like that.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks very much. James Copeland, producer of Sterling on Sunday. There we are in KFBK, controlled by the brilliant Bill White. Hello, Bill. Isn't your night guy going on vacation anytime soon? Shouldn't I be filling in soon? Listen, let me show you how wacky the world is. Now, coming up in this hour, you and I are going to hear the usual edition. We're going to talk about Ellen DeGeneres. We're going to talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, the Sprouse twins. What, the Sprouse twins? Yes, Meghan Markle and Felicity Huffman. But first, I realize something important. I know usually I don't try to realize something important, but after major protests in the late 60s and early 70s on Vietnam, civil rights, gay rights, all these protests and riots throughout America, it changed American culture and it changed American music. This was the music you heard in the late 60s and early 70s.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes.
Tests in the late 60s and early 70s. This is the music that's resulting from the protests today.
Persist and resist the temptation to ask you if one thing had been different. Would everything be different?
Taylor Swift sits in her mansion and writes this as a result of the anger around her.
I persist and resist the temptation to ask you if one thing had been different. Would everything be different?
What? What? That's it, Taylor? That's the best you can do? If one thing had been different, would everything have been different? Yeah, I know. And she has a song on there called Cardigan, and her promotional efforts are sending her rich, snazzy friends cardigan sweaters that are like the ones she wore on the album cover. That's the result of the angry protests in our streets.
Persist and resist the temptation to ask you if something had been different. Would everything be different?
Let's compare it to what happened at the late 60s. Let me find that again, because it these things don't come easily, you know. When the revolution comes, it was a very different time. But actually, it was the same thing. It was rioting in the streets. People were furious. It was made by the Last Poets. And it sounded like this. Look, I can't make it that tight.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution.
That was in about 1969. It was a result of the protests on the streets at that time. The result of the protests on our streets at this time is quite different. Like, what? This is how our number one singer and songwriter of our time channels her anger.
Persist and resist the temptation to ask you if one thing.
All right, that's enough. It's horrible.
Who'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me?
Let's you and I talk at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice to win an actual prize. An actual prize. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. 14 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Amica Splendens, critically endangered, a female gave birth, and... Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
The New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. I'm Walter Sterling. You won't believe what you'll see at the New Deal Shop. Go there now. Tomorrow you're not going to do it. You're going to get busy. People will annoy you. But right now you have a little free time. Go to thenewdealshop.com and you will see products that you can't believe are being marketed and sold. Amazing products. Different, unique, fun products that are affordable, including... the clean foam. That's not an adjective. That's a noun. It's a product called the clean foam, and it kills 99.9% of bacteria and kills viruses, keeping your phone and other personal items sanitized and safe to use. It's a nice little box. It's a little box, well-made, well-built, attractive, well-designed. You can put it in the corner of your kitchen, the corner of your bedroom, no problem. You put your phone in there. Keys, credit cards, whatever you touch a lot. And what other people touch and hand back to you and give you their germs. You put it in there for 5 minutes and it becomes sanitized. 99.9% bacteria and virus free. That's the name of the product, the clean phone. Why wouldn't you want to have this? You're not going to wipe down your phone with some wipe. You're not going to wipe down your phone with liquid. You know what's going to happen if you put liquid on your phone. It's going to fry, be cooked, and done. This has no liquid. You put it in this dry box, you push the button, cleans your phone. Wow. You can only get it at the New Deal Shop. The New Deal Shop. You put in my name, Walter, and you get it in 2 days for free. 2 day free shipping. The clean phone comes from thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com. But while you're there, look at other stuff because it's amazing. Always use my name in the promo code so I get credit for this. My kid goes to college, and you get the product that you want as soon as you want. Go to thenewdealshop.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
There's a dirty secret that nobody wants to tell you or me. They're standing behind us, and they're thinking this secret, and they don't dare tell us. They're thinking, oh, you know, he's going bald. What? He's going bald, but they're not going to tell you. Nobody's ever told me, but everybody can see it. Now, the reason you and I have never dealt with it is because we didn't know what to do. We thought this is just going to happen. I'll wear a hat. Well, that's a bad solution. The right solution is Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com. Keeps.com offers a medical system for stopping and reversing hair loss. They sent me pills. They sent me a serum and shampoo specifically designed to reverse hair loss. It's prescribed by a doctor, and that's how you know it's just for you. KEEPS.com. Enter the promo code Walter for 50% off. 50% off. Keeps.com.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
At 888-688-WALT, and I really am in my laundry room. I hear all of these other these hosts, these losers going, well, you know, we have to come from our homes. You know, it's a whole different thing than being in the studio. I've never been in a studio. Good for you. You're in a fancy studio. But this is better because my food is better. My coffee is better. My seat is more comfortable. And I get to talk to you at 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. We are live at 20 past the hour on a Sunday night. Is anything else live? No, it's all best of. Best of. Here's the best of Big Mo. It sucks. That's not radio. That's an embarrassment. That's an embarrassment. This is live radio, the way radio's supposed to be. Right, Patrick in Granite Bay, California. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Patrick.
How are you, sir?
I am. I have flat feet. I have three daughters. I have a beautiful wife, a car payment, and rent. How are you?
Well, I'm surviving in the red portion of California. Thank God to be in Placer County.
I am. Which county are you in California?
Placer County. Just north of Sacramento. So I'm listening to you on AM 1530 KFBK or 93.1 FM. But I've always enjoyed listening to you. It's always fantastic when you're able to fill in for
Pat
Walsh. Because I love hearing live radio. I can't stand this best of stuff. It's ridiculous.
Well, to me, best of a talk show is like dead fish. Because if the purpose of the show is for you to call in, how is that possible in a best-of scenario?
It's the worst.
It's the worst. And, you know, these companies, I don't care how big or how small, they have more than enough money to pay a host to do 2 or 3 hours on a Sunday night, a Saturday night. There is no excuse for a best-of. There is zero excuse for a best-of. And here's the scary thing, and then I want to hear what you have to say, Patrick. The scary thing is, to these people who own radio stations, they know me as a guy in a suit with wingtips. They don't know me as a host. Now, I've been a host for 8 years. It's all I've done for 8 years. But in their minds, I'm a suit. Now, and I'm not bragging. I'm just stating a fact. I am a suit of note. I am a suit they have to deal with. So when I get on the radio and I say, this is inexcusable, they're sitting there like hiding their faces in their hands. And now as for you, Patrick, what would you like to share?
Well, what I'd like to share is what's not happening out here. I mean, thank God I don't have to deal with the mayor of Sacramento. But to sit there and have rioting and say, oh, well, I'm in lockstep with Portland. And then, you know, this, let's call it, you know, nothing more than thugs that are tearing things up and destroying the monuments and going into the crest of the earth, things that have nothing to do with this. And then they just try to ignore it. They don't put it on. They don't want to show any of it. And then when you see it, people are like, oh, no, that can't be happening. Well, yes, it's happening. just depends, unfortunately, you know, where we live. But it's, I don't know. It just really has.
Think about this. Forward. I'm going to share with you a theory. My theory is that the Trump economy is the reason for the rioting and the protests in the street. Listen carefully. In the late 60s, when there were rioting and protests in the streets, for a variety of reasons, some good, some just venting of anger, some because, you know, the guy wanted to get laid. The fact is that that happened after 5 or 6 years of extraordinary prosperity in the late 60s, extraordinary prosperity. And now it's happening after 3 years of extraordinary prosperity and low unemployment. Well, what does that mean? It means that people have had time to not worry about paying rent, getting food, making car payments. They're sitting pretty good, and they start to get ideas. Now, if they had been spending all that time suffering to make ends meet, I suggest to you that there wouldn't be as many people in the streets. This has been a time of great prosperity, which leads to great creativity. And it seems that the output of the creativity is to riot. Thank you very much for your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, because these are, by and large, well-dressed protesters. That part of Portland that they took over, those parts in Seattle, those are rich neighborhoods. That wasn't like poor neighborhoods. That part of Portland was, part of Seattle is a rich neighborhood. And it's the result of having a lot of free time and money and time to think and be creative and create art. And they've decided to express themselves in so many ways by creating art, by rioting on the streets. That's my impression. But notice that our number one performer, Taylor Swift, after sitting in her mansion for months, and she had the opportunity to, when she had the opportunity to write a song, what did she write?
Persist and resist the temptation to ask you if one thing had been different. Would everything be different?
She was all happy. It's a happy, sweet song with an album that has the word, the song Cardigan on it. And let me suggest this to you, that for most people in America, nothing will change. After all the protests and all the rioting, instead, what we're going to feel, what we're going to see, what we're going to hear is Taylor Swift being all happy.
The temptation to ask you if one thing had been different. Would everything be different?
After sitting in her house for 3 months, looking at the world, looking at people firebombing police precincts, Taylor Swift, our number one singer and performer, made happy songs on her album about romance, which tells me, because she is tied into the zeitgeist of America, tells me nothing is changing, that the fabric of our culture is the same, and many would say it's the same for good. Now, in the 60s, when they looked at the future, what did they see in our homes? What did they see as the future in our homes?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And luncheon is served.
Split-second lunches, color-keyed disposable dishes, all part of the instant society of tomorrow. A society rich in leisure and taken for granted comforts. At the turn of the next century, most food will be stored frozen in individual portions. The computer will keep a running inventory on all foodstuffs and suggest daily menus based on the nutritional needs of the
family. This is the prediction for 1999. from 1960.
Automatically into the microwave oven for a few seconds of de-thawing or warming. The house of 1999 will be virtually maintenance-free. A central atmospheric system will maintain constant year-around temperatures and control humidity, bacteria, pollen, and dust. Clothing of the non-disposable variety will be stored in cleaning closets, where a chemical vapor atmosphere and an ultrasonic vibrator will remove dirt particles. Fingertip shopping will be one of the many homemaker's conveniences. This video console will be channeled into the store of her choice. There, a camera will scan a display of wares, which she will select by push button. Another part of this console is a household monitor screen, which maintains a watch on critical areas in the house, swimming pool, or yard. What the wife selects on her console will be paid for by the husband at his counterpart.
Ah!
Bills and transactions will be carried out electronically.
Ah! And there it is. They laid out in 1960 what's going to happen in 1999, and they pretty much got it right, except for that part about who pays for things. They show computers. I'll put it up on Facebook. You got to see what they predicted in 1960 as to what the house of the future was going to be like in 1999. And since we've had a lot of time to consider that and to look at that, they got darn close. You'll be able to shop from home. Yes. You'll see pictures from the store. Yes. You'll be able to pay your bills from home. Yes. No need to leave the home. And that's what I've been saying since the beginning of the quarantines, which is I don't see any reason to physically go back to work. I think we should be working, but I don't see any particular need to physically go back to work. It seems like an enormous pain. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about Ellen DeGeneres. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Wear your hearing things.
Wear your hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Severe thunderstorm watch up and down I-25 on the Front Range tonight, with many warned at cells in New Mexico and Colorado. Heat is life-threatening in Idaho, Utah, and Arizona tonight. Tornado watch along the Hudson River Valley in New York State. And the tropical impacts of Tropical Storm Isaias. Your weather tomorrow? The hot spot will be the tropical storm, pushing rain into the mid-Atlantic ahead of landfall late day in South Carolina. Our front directing Isaias makes it to New England late day. Cold front stretching across Ohio and Indiana into Kentucky. Tuesday is a giant blend of the tropics and a cold front over the Northeast, producing heavier rains. Flash flood watches Pennsylvania, New York, into New England. New tropical moisture starts to trigger late-day storms along coastal areas in the Southeast. And more heat for the central and southern plains back into the Intermountain West, watching the Apple wildfire. Boy, we need some rain help there. Late in the work week, a new system rides the northern storm track with some thunder, and a new tropical storm may be a problem for the Carolinas again, and that might be named Josephine. I'm Chief Meteorologist Chum Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
On this dawn of a new president, we celebrate the commune known as public radio. Tonight, we celebrate our diversified reporters and bureaus from around the Middle East. Now, lead anchor on public radio, the gifted Rachel Goldstein Shabazz.
Oh, I almost didn't make it. Yoga with Daniel ran long. Good evening. We go around the world for perspective on our country's misspent youth. My close colleagues at public radio counting the seconds until the charmingly forgetful Biden is elected in a landslide. Here's Joe Biden, or Uncle Joe, as we call him, praising Barack Obama long before he was president. What a visionary.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African American,
yeah,
who was articulate and bright and clean and nice-looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African-American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice-looking guy. Mm. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
Yeah.
For commentary on the feelings of the world on the eve of Biden, as we like to call it, let's go to Ireland for the Blarney in high form.
Aberna May, Cupola shopping.
Well, this unscrewed show, Mar, Yanin, Dana, Lowry, and Gaelga.
The joy makes me want to dance.
This edition of the usual edition is made possible by McCartney's next to last album, The Obscure One, about firemen, and by saltwater taffy. Nobody likes it, but you get excited when you see it. And by member stations suffering from a lack of space due to overstaffing.
As we get closer to Joe is our guy day, the speculation is mounting over who will be his running mate. For a report on the possibilities, here is our blind reporter James the DJ with a list of possibilities.
Public Radio will now conduct a 146-part special on each possible running mate, starting with Hillary Clinton. Here's what the sacred Mrs. Clinton says about Uncle Joe.
I thought it was the right time because I'm not running for anything, and I was given the chance to work with a director who I really thought would understand the complexity of my life and the lives of women over the last 50 or 60 years and our politics.
We certainly will get back to Mrs. Clinton at every possible chance for her constant feedback.
Thank you, blind man. Next week on the usual edition.
I won the popular vote, and I won the popular vote.
Thank you to our wake up and cancel listeners.
Yes, I love public radio so much that we parody it every single week. Isn't that incredible? You know what I like more? I like the New York City Police Department. The New York City Police Department is unique. It saved my cats. It ran into the World Trade Center when it collapsed. And Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective, is on Sterling on Sunday every week.
Hold on, I got to turn off the air conditioner.
Is on Sterling on Sunday every week to share a great story about life in the NYPD. Now, what's making that noise? See, I can't put a cell phone near anything, or else it starts to buzz. Bzz. It stopped, didn't it? Did it? Yeah, I think so. It's exhausting to me. This is all exhausting to me. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to guess the mystery voice for a real prize. A real prize. Hello, Thomas in Tucker, Georgia. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, Walter. I'm so happy to be calling you tonight. It's been a long time. We don't get to listen to you in Atlanta because they took you off of WSB. But
you know why they took me off? You know why they took me off of WSB? This is important for you to know. You want to know why?
I guessed it was because of the new program director.
No, because they made a mistake.
They made the mistake. Well,
they made a mistake.
That's typical of WSB.
They took me off WSB because they made a mistake. Now I'm on KMOX, KDKA, WPHT, KFBK, giant radio stations across the country, but WSB, we don't think he's serious enough. Ooh, he's not serious enough. Ay, ay, ay. Now, Thomas, how can I help you, Thomas?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to say that I love you, and I want to say that all this protest is about one thing.
What's
these
that?
People are trying to save the world, and they're not going to do it. There have been a lot of people in the world that have changed the world, but there's only one person that has ever lived on this earth that has ever saved the world, and that's Jesus Christ.
All right, let's not go down the Jesus path, or I'll have no listeners at all. Do you want to guess the mystery voice?
Yes, I sure will.
What happens when you're in an open relationship? How do you navigate that? What can go wrong? What can go right? And like a monogamous relationship, you can have problems in any kind of situation.
All right, Thomas in Tucker, Georgia, who do you think that is?
Sarah Silverman.
No, I understand why you guessed that. You know, they're probably close in age. They're both from New York. I got it, but thank you very much for your call. Thanks for the nice words, Thomas. I appreciate your listenership. I appreciate that you have to suffer to hear me, and that always counts for more. It's a big show tonight. It's 43 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com, is properly named because I want to keep my hair. I don't want to lose my hair. Here's the problem. Nobody told me I was losing my hair. And I didn't want to know. I'd go to the barber. He'd cut my hair. He'd take that mirror and show me the back of my head. And I wouldn't look. I looked away. I did not want to see that I was losing hair because there was nothing I could do. I don't like things where there's nothing I can do. But Keeps.com gave me a new option. Keeps.com sells a medical product. And the medical product helps me keep and regrow my hair. Wow. When you go to Keeps.com, and you say, I'd like this product, I'd like this system, they put you in touch with a real doctor who will ask you very few questions just to make sure the products are right for you and the dosages and all of that are right for you. But it's prescribed by a doctor. These are medical products. These are prescription products. They send them to you. In my case, I got pills, I got serum, and shampoo. And the shampoo is great. It smells great. I leave it on for 5 minutes. Boom. Now, what we're going to do at Facebook.com, at Walter M. Sterling, you're going to see photos of my head. And we're going to see, based on this date, if it grows week to week to week based on my use of the product. They're so confident in their product that they are sure it will show improvement. Wouldn't that be great? Of course. Go to Keeps.com. Keeps.com. And unlike other products that offer, you know, 10% off or something, Keeps.com offers 55% off by putting in the promo code Walter. Put in the promo code Walter for 50% off. You're going to get in touch with a doctor who will prescribe exactly the right hair restoration and hair growth products for you. Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com. What do you have to lose but more hair?
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
All right, coming up, we're going to go to the drive-through brew. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. You're in an 18-wheeler. This is perfect. It's just us in the cab. This is the sweetest part of the ride. We're in that. We look ahead and we see nothing but road and a beautiful night. And it's just you and me. I'm 14 inches away from this microphone. You're 14 inches away from the speaker. This is the greatest medium that has ever been created. I can't believe these clowns that want to have cable channels and, you know, magazines. It's nonsense. This is the greatest media. That's why it's been streaming to your car, streaming to your truck for over 100 years this month. Listening on KMOX. There's George in Kansas City. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, George.
Walter, I wouldn't say the theory that you come up with to my cat.
Which theory is that? That they prefer fancy feast? What wouldn't you tell your cat?
The difference between what happened in the mid-60s going into the 70s and what's happened in the last 3 or 4 years in this administration was the difference between a war and a pandemic that started in another part of the world and was chose not to be looked at until it was too late.
And a war that wasn't chosen to be looked at that started in the 50s until it was too late.
That might be true. But the idea to come up with this statement, there were plenty of people making a lot of money in the 60s economically. That was based on the idea that anybody that had any cash invested in some defense stocks made out really well, while everybody else basically had nickels and dimes. what's happened in the last 4 or 5 years is basically the same thing when it comes to technology stocks. And at the beginning of this year, when the unemployment rate was 3%, when this pandemic hit like a bomb in New York City, it took out 30,000 people right off the bat and eventually would, from a series of grenades, go into the southern states. With respect to what's happening in California by way of Sacramento and Washington State, with regards to this Black Lives Matter issue, there are people daily, and as I say this to you all, I listen into Chicago by way of BBM, I listen to Atlanta, I listen to KMOX, I listen to the lower economic neighborhoods when it comes to black individuals that are from a gang-related standpoint that are shooting each other and in a crossfire hitting the kids. The kids are in elementary school. The kids are in junior high school. What we as a unit, as a society, have seen in the last so many months by way of George Floyd up in Minnesota was the idea that there are certain individuals that actually believe that they can get away with something, such as this issue. When you or I were back in the 60s, there was no such thing as a cell phone. There was no such thing as a camera phone. So based on politics and policies by way of the police department, if it wasn't seen, it wasn't reported. That's the reason why most of what your theory is based on is not merit. There's no reasoning in it.
George, all the phrases you've put together are very nice radio arguments, but they're not coherent. What is your theory?
I don't have theory. I'm an industrial engineer. I go on math and science by way of reasoning. That's not theory. That's application.
Oh, wait. You're an industrial engineer? You're a mathematician?
Yeah.
You're an industrial engineer?
Yes.
What was the Great Pyramid built for?
Well, you tell me since you're a radio host.
I say it was built to be a power plant and to emit microwaves, but I don't know what it was for. What do you think it was for?
Couldn't tell you, but what was it used for?
I have no idea, but it was not built as a sarcophagus to bury kings.
Go back to that word and say it in plain English so everybody listening in can understand.
It was not a tomb for kings.
Good. Now everybody knows something that nobody knew before.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Chad in Washington, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Hello, Chad. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
I was just going to have you play Black Day in July by Gordon Lightfoot about the 67 riots. Compare that to Taylor Swift's.
Let's listen again to, thank you very much for the call. Let's listen again. Here we have Black Lives Matter riots. We have rioting over economic inequality. We have people who are justifiably angry over many things. And the result, our great songstress of our time, Taylor Swift, she sits in her mansion with her cute boyfriend from England. They're doing cute boyfriend things. And she comes up with this.
I persist and resist the temptation to ask you if one thing had been different.
That's it? It sounds like something she should have written 8 years ago. Instead, that's the result of her sitting in the house.
You'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me.
The inequality in our country is not as much based on race or ethnic background or any of that. It's based on economics. The great divide is people who are poor versus people who are wealthy. That's it. You think LeBron James's kids are going to suffer any discrimination? I don't think so. It has to do with wealth. The kids who are wealthy versus the kids who have no money. That is the divide in a capitalist society. That's our divide. And the solution is not to play Robin Hood. It's not to give everybody the same amount of money. That's never really worked out. Has that worked out? But that's what it is. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. One of the things that I find particularly wacky is all of the celebrities who do two things. They feel this need to announce their sexuality. I don't care if you're gay or bisexual unless we're dating. Then I'd like to have an update. But if we're not dating, I can't get over this constant need to press release their sex. And the other thing is when they break up, this strange desire to tell everybody to please not discuss it, that we're seeking privacy at this time. We're looking for privacy, and that is, I'm like, really? You're seeking privacy at this time? You broke up and you want privacy. Oh, my gosh. We're going to explore this in great depth, and we're going to do it through the prism of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, who were married for like an hour and a half, seem to have had a lot of luxury problems, like fighting on a private jet. Let's just think about that. There's Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. They're fighting on a private jet. How does that happen? Work it out. Like, work it out. And what else? I'm looking at all the stuff we've got. We have so much to do. Oh, and this very important message for you at all times. Always pay attention to this.
Plenty of room here for your commercial.
That's it, Mr. Advertiser. That's the message for you. And we're going to explore language separation. Do you know in Montreal, if you own a business in Montreal, the signage outside your business must be larger. The letters must be larger in French than in English. No matter what the other language is, it must be larger in French than in English, including in Chinatown. In Chinatown in Montreal, that's equally important because the Chinese characters are bigger, naturally, than the Anglo characters. And nevertheless, they don't care. So we'll explore that around the world. We're going to go into the drive-through brew, and that's coming up in just seconds. We're going to find out about the management challenges of the drive-through brew. You know what a drive-through brew is, right? It's the beer barn, where you drive into a small structure that looks like a house, and then magically you're surrounded by refrigerators with beer and soda. Oh, my gosh, it's the best thing possible. And then in Corona land, they open the trunk and put the beer in it for you. They put the beer in the trunk for you. We'll have an update from the drive-through brew in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Last weekend, it was Hannah in Texas. This weekend, it's Tropical Storm Isaias working slowly offshore along Florida's east coast. Heaviest rains and winds are out over the Atlantic. No Florida landfall expected or tomorrow as the storm churns along, passing offshore along Georgia's coast. But South Carolina, they'll have new troubles with Isaias coming ashore late Monday, early Tuesday. A storm surge warning has been posted for Charleston. Landfall expected between Myrtle Beach and Wilmington after midnight. And there's a chance Isaias may briefly become a hurricane again. Plus, the threat of tornadoes with any landfalling tropical system. The storm also evolves as it makes landfall into a baroclinic rainmaker. That means lots of rain. Localized tropical storm force winds, too. Watches extend to Rhode Island tonight. Warnings likely to be extended across North Carolina, Virginia, the Delmarva, riding along the Jersey Shore in Long Island on Wednesday. Not very big or powerful, but certainly influencing a lot of people. So we know the weather in the Southeast and Northeast. What's your weather tomorrow? That's coming up next. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
In the summer heat, the best escape is the drive-through brew. Pull your car into the quaint building and drive out with a trunk full of beer, T-shirts, and cartons of cigarettes. Our slogan says it all. Drive through, and you're through. Now, the hidden microphones reveal a battle for power between Jake and the manager.
I feel squeamish. Could one of these beer drinkers have given me a coronavirus?
Very few of our customers ask for Corona. Most of them are old school and demand Genesee or Stegmeier.
Cold and gold from the Poconos.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Are we getting any money from Stegmeier?
The beer that's brewed to the taste of the nation.
No, we get money from Mrs. LaBeouf, our French friend. Here she is now.
Jake, think of me as the jackpot in Monte Carlo.
Why do you want me to think of you as an old Dodge?
Around the world with Mrs. LaBeouf. But that has to wait until next time. Word Car speaking.
It's remarkable all that happens in the drive-through brew every week on Sterling on Sunday. And then you have to ask yourself, these big-time talk show hosts, the ones who make the big bucks, why don't they have original production on their shows? Why don't they have big announcers like Charlie Van Dyke doing production and fun things on their shows? And J.J. Wilson doing big production and fun things on their shows? You have to ask yourself that, and I'll tell you what the answer is. No imagination. They're so afraid of being made fun of. They're so afraid of people saying, well, you know, no one else is doing it. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? No, I'm not kidding you. I'm in an industry that's obsessed with doing what everybody else is doing. Think about the FM music stations you've heard over the past 5 years. Have any of them changed? Aren't they all still Mix, Star, Light? Can't we do better? Can't we do better? Well, there's no need to do better, Walter. The audience is thrilled with it. I don't think so. I think most listeners are just numb to it. Everything I've put on the air, I used to be a suit. I used to wear wingtip shoes and Brooks Brothers suits. I guess that's why they're out of business now, because I no longer wear a Brooks Brothers suit. Right now I'm sitting, what am I wearing? I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt and dirty shorts, and some sort of strange moccasin. The uniform of morning zoo guys I have devolved to. But the point is that every single thing I did as an executive, and I hope it's true in your job, whatever industry you're in, I pushed my luck. I tried new things. Whether you own a trucking company or a retail florist store, you can try new things. And that is the only way you're going to be remembered. Look at your legacy. Think about your kids and your grandkids. Do you want to be able to say, well, you know, I copied the floor plan from Moe's Furniture Store exactly that way, and our furniture store was exactly the same way. Well, Grandpa, did you try anything new? Oh, no. We just copied the floor plan from Moe's Furniture Store, and that's how we ran our store. I don't see the point of living if you just copy what's already been done. And then the minute you get into an industry run by guys with spreadsheets, all is lost, because there's no way to turn innovation into math. There's no way to take a new idea and put it on a spreadsheet. The best they can do is demonstrate the risk of trying that new idea, and what a tragedy it is. There was a time in the radio industry, I'm going to tell you a secret, there was a time in the radio industry where innovation and fun were practically built into the business because of a very interesting law, a stunning law that I wish still existed today. The radio industry, like a lot of industries, was consolidated in 1996-97, which meant that the ownership caps were pretty much disappeared. At about that time, that was also true of the wine vineyard industry in the state of Washington. And now virtually every vineyard in Washington is owned by the same company. Avis and Budget are owned by the same company. Hertz and Dollar are now owned by the same company. They've done what they have to do to kind of not let you see that, but that's the truth. Well, the radio industry, in most cities, one company owns four or five FM stations. They own four or five or six or seven AM stations, and that's the way it is. That doesn't bother me. For many industries, that's the way to stay viable and, in fact, to grow. But there's one thing that changed in the radio industry that I think had more of an effect in terms of hurting fun was this one law. It used to be, until about 1996, that in order to own a radio station, you could not debt finance it. You could not do it with venture capital. You had to not only buy it and be solvent, you had to have enough money in the bank to cover your expenses for the length of the license. Radio stations are licenses. You get the right to hold a license for a certain number of years. A radio station, this signal you're listening to me on, is part of a public trust. It is a public trust, these signals, because the microwave spectrum is limited. And therefore, it has always been viewed as part of a public trust. And for years, you could keep a license for 3 years, and then you had to prove your worthiness for another three. You had to go to FCC court and prove that you're serving the public, and then it got extended to seven years. All right, I'm not going to bore you, but the end of the story is this. In the late 90s, venture capital came into show business. Venture capital, people who could finance the purchase of radio and TV stations with debt, and then enormous debt, well, that sort of sucked the fun out of a lot of radio and TV stations. Innovation, no, that's a bad idea. There can be no risks. We have to service this debt. We have to pay our mortgage. That, not consolidation, that has been the biggest challenge of the radio industry. How did I get onto this? But I thought you should know that. I thought you should know that. Coming up in seconds, you and I are going to talk about Ellen DeGeneres, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, the Sprouse twins, don't ask, and Meghan Markle. I'm Walter Sterling. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The Amica splendens, critically endangered, a female gave birth, and later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
The clean phone. You have a cell phone. You have it in your pocket. You hand it to a friend. It touches your keys, your credit cards. It gets dirty all day with germs and viruses you can't even see. Now you can get rid of those germs and viruses without some stupid liquid that's going to ruin your phone. This is no liquid. You put it in a beautifully designed box. The name of the box is The Clean Phone. You think that's a description. It's not. It's actually the name of the product. The Clean Phone. You put it in the box. You push a button. 5 minutes later, it's 99.9% germ-free. Your phone is germ-free. Think about that. Why is that important? Because you give your phone to your kids. When you go to the supermarket, you put it on a counter. You put it in your car where other people drive with the same steering wheel. This cleans the phone without a liquid. The Clean Phone. Then, listen to this. The Clean Phone has another feature that's amazing. You leave your cell phone on top of this box, and it recharges the phone. Wireless charging. It's a wireless charger and a phone sanitizer. The name of the product is The Clean Phone. You can only get it at the New Deal Shop. That's the name of the website, thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com. You go to thenewdealshop.com, you buy The Clean Phone. You put in the promo code WALTER, you get your Clean Phone with free two-day shipping. free 2-day shipping with the Clean Phone. Go to the New Deal Shop, get all the information, thenewdealshop.com. It's an amazing website. You'll see lots of products you'll love. But let's start with the Clean Phone at thenewdealshop.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
I would like to have the hair that I had at 30. Now, nobody can promise that you're going to get the hair back that you had at 30, but there's no reason to keep losing hair. And there's no reason your hair can't be restored. And I learned at Keeps.com that they have a medical solution. When you go to Keeps.com, they put you in touch with a doctor who goes over your medical history, just a few questions to make sure that their prescriptions are right for you. Then he sends you prescription medications that are just right for you. I tried to just order it. They wouldn't. I had to talk to the doctor. Online, a chat room. It's all done online. No big deal. Go to Keeps.com. Keeps.com. K-E-E-P-S.com. Enter the promo code Walter, and now you won't believe what you get. You get 50% off. 50% off. When you go to Keeps.com, enter the promo code Walter, and you'll start to get the medication that you need to restore and regrow your hair. Keeps.com.
You get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. No, thank you. That's so nice. For today's Florida story, we're going to the Tampa area. It's actually a little town called Safety Harbor, where we have a young couple, a 29-year-old flight attendant and a 34-year-old bartender slash fitness instructor. By the way, if you're this guy, you're 34 years old, do you have any better combination of occupations to pick up women than being a simultaneous bartender slash fitness instructor? Well, Florida woman's been on hard times, the wife here, because as a flight attendant, business has been down. And so, unfortunately, she goes off to work one day, and it turns out her shift got canceled. So, after just wasting about 3 hours of her day, she turns around and goes home. When she gets there, she's surprised because her husband's car is there, but he's supposed to be working at the gym. She hears some suspicious noises as she gets closer to the door, and you've heard the story before. She catches him in the act with another woman. So, Florida woman does, as Florida women do, she beat the snot out of him, left him with a black eye, a couple of scratches, a bruise on his right arm. But remember, men and women are different. Men will break your bones. Women will break your soul. Because what she does next is to really hurt him. In a move straight out of Animal House, she goes and grabs his beloved acoustic guitar and smashes it on the wall like John Belushi. It also leaves a big gaping hole in the wall, and the acoustic guitar is left in bits. And Florida woman is extra upset. He didn't even have the common decency to wear a mask. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock Media production. Find me on Twitter at James Parker Show. I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, now we have the big story about Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen has been accused of running an operation that's not happy, that's not in sync with her on-air persona. Most talent I know, and I know quite a few, are very different off the air than on. But here's usually the difference. Usually they're really nice but shy, so incredibly shy off the air, especially in radio. They're not gregarious at all. It's really interesting. They all have Asperger's. They're all like, leave me alone. That's been my experience. However, in the situation with Ellen DeGeneres, apparently her executive producers allegedly have been running quite a sleazy operation in terms of how they treat people. Don't look Ellen in the eye. Be sure to make sure the guests all tell her that she's wonderful. You're not going to talk to her. Put a mint in your mouth before you go into her office. It's quite a lot of petty nonsense, but there are a couple things I can't get over. First of all, she seems to have three executive producers. Executive producers in TV make stupid money. They start at like $1 million, in my experience. They make stupid money. Number two, she seems to have 10 writers, 12 writers. What do they write? Well, my next guest is... That's what they write. There's nothing else. They're not writing poems. oh, let's see if we can get Brad to take off his shirt and we'll give $5,000 to his favorite charity. Yay! That's her stupid show, in my opinion. She wrote a letter to her staff this week apologizing for the situation. I want you to hear the letter that she wrote to her staff.
I have not been able to stay on top of everything and relied on other people to do their jobs. Clearly some didn't. Now that will change, and I'm committed to ensuring this does not happen again. I truly have a deep compassion for those being looked at differently or treated unfairly, not equal, or worse, disregarded.
Well, in that letter, she goes on to say that she understands the situation because she knows what it feels like to be disregarded, to be ignored. And you want to know why?
This is so hard, but I think I've realized that I am, I can't even say the word. Why can't I say the word? I mean, why can't I just say, I mean, what is wrong? That why do I have to be so ashamed? I mean, why can't I just say the truth? I mean, be who I am. I'm 35 years old. I'm so afraid to tell people. I mean, I just, Susan, I'm gay.
I have not been able to stay on top of everything and relied on other people to do their jobs. Clearly some didn't. Now that will change, and I'm committed to ensuring this does not happen again. I truly have a deep compassion for those being looked at differently or treated unfairly, not equal, or worse, disregarded.
She understands what it's like not to be treated as an equal because she's gay. This is a letter she wrote this week, or had written. And the problem is that, like every talent, she turned the situation around. She had staff that was uncomfortable, staff that was underpaid, staff that was miserable, staff that had multiple complaints. And instead, what did she do? She turned it around to be about her. Oh, my being disregarded in 1999. Her being disregarded was really the ultimate problem. And now it's dissipated to her staff. And she feels bad. Look, the woman makes approximately $50 million a year, and good for her. I don't begrudge her that. But the other thing I realized in reading all the articles about this is that she has a staff of, it says, the thousands of people we've hired over the years. Why have you hired thousands of people over the years? You have a union tech crew. Okay, that's all you need for that. And then to put the show together, what do you need? Let's review. You need a host, you need a producer, you need bookers. Bookers are the most important people in a talk show, people to get the celebrities to come. You need bookers. Then you need, I don't see how she needs a writer. Isn't she a comedian? She's supposed to know how to say, here's my next guest. And then to say, Brad is going to take off his shirt now, and we're going to give $5,000 to his favorite charity. And then, oh, it's a reunion of Donnie and Marie. That's all her show is. And then her good friend Ed Sheeran comes on once a year to play one of his giant hits on a bad set. Can't they do better with the set? I mean, for all the money running through there, they have a tiny bad set. They seem overstaffed. She seems to have 10 writers. Again, I don't know what, and I'll tell you what I'm jealous of, though. Think about when you go to work and your vending machine. What's in the vending machine? If you're lucky, the peanuts are still there. But the odds are the Nabisco crackers are gone. The good potato chips, not the off-brand potato chips, are there. And that big bear claw that looks horrible in every vending machine, that's there. Everything else is sold out. Then you put in your money and you start kicking. That's how you get your food. That, for you and me, is craft services. Ellen has actual craft services. They probably spend $1,000 a day for food, for a nice spread, a nice layout, maybe two, one for the guests and Ellen, and the other for everybody else. Maybe they spend $2,000 a day for craft services. It's a different world in TV. compared to radio and where you go to work. They have nothing to complain about, in my opinion. Ellen's like, oh, I have to apologize. The rumor is Ellen's going, wait, I have to apologize? I have to backtrack? I have to deal with these people in real time? I'll quit! It's a show that's probably bringing in $150 million a year, and she's sitting there going, yeah, I'll quit. The guy who created her show was also the guy who created TMZ TV, and the poor guy died in a bike accident. He was in his 40s. He died in a bike accident in Italy. And, you know, when you reach a certain age, you're not supposed to be bicycling up the mountains of Italy. But I digress. Therefore, I say that I think maybe it's time for Ellen to go. In my opinion, I think maybe it's time for her to retire, because if she finds this to be a big burden, if she actually thinks some poor person making 25 grand a year asking for a raise is unworthy and should be treated the way they allegedly have been treated, then maybe it's time for her to go.
This is so hard, but I think I've realized that I am. I can't even say the word. Why can't I say the word? I mean, why can't I just say? I mean, what is wrong? Why do I have to be so ashamed? I mean, why can't I just say the truth? I mean, be who I am. I'm 35 years old. I'm so afraid to tell people. I mean, I just... Susan, I'm gay.
888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. I'm live on a Sunday night. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
Sterling on Sunday weather. Severe thunderstorm watch up and down I-25 on the Front Range tonight, with many warned at cells in New Mexico and Colorado. Heat is life-threatening in Idaho, Utah, and Arizona tonight. Tornado watch along the Hudson River Valley in New York State. And the tropical impacts of Tropical Storm Isaias. Your weather tomorrow? The hot spot will be the tropical storm, pushing rain into the mid-Atlantic ahead of landfall late day in South Carolina. Our front directing Isaias makes it to New England late day. Cold front stretching across Ohio and Indiana into Kentucky. Tuesday is a giant blend of the tropics and a cold front over the Northeast, producing heavier rains. Flash flood watches Pennsylvania, New York, into New England. New tropical moisture starts to trigger late day storms along coastal areas in the Southeast. And more heat for the central and southern plains back into the Intermountain West, watching the Apple wildfire. Boy, we need some rain help there. Late in the work week, a new system rides the northern storm track with some thunder, and a new tropical storm may be a problem for the Carolinas again, and that might be named Josephine. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
In my fish room, I have a critically endangered species. The Amica splendens is part of the Goodyed family. It is from Mexico. And this species has one small population in the wild. Other than that, it's people like me who keep it, who allow the fish to reproduce, share it with other fish friends. So when the time comes, we can help reintroduce this magnificent species back into the wild. So I've had my Amica splendens for a year. I received them as very small fry. And they've developed. I have 5 boys and 3 girls. Generally, you prefer to have 5 girls, 3 boys. But, you know, I'll take what I get. And the first female gave birth this week to 12 really big fry. Here's the bad part. They were stillborn. The Amica splendens is a live-bearing beast. It gives birth just like humans do, or mice, or elephants. But unfortunately, something went wrong, and they were all dead on arrival. Good news, mom seems to be recovering just fine. Better news, I have 2 more females that are pregnant. Hopefully, I'll have babies and helping to propagate the Amica splendens for generations to come. From the Fish Room, this is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan for Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 9258, Walter M. Sterling. You can write to me. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com. waltermsterling@gmail.com. And oh, for gosh sakes, go to the Facebook page and look at the video of my head, because we're going to start to use the keeps.com products on my head and see if it starts to stop me from losing hair.
Mr. Advertiser, your message goes here.
Tyler in Kansas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello. Well, hi, Tyler. It just stopped all of a sudden. Hello. How are you today?
I'm excited to talk to you.
Oh, well, that's very nice. I work for three libraries in Kansas, and I've spent quite a bit of time doing some different stuff over the past couple of weeks, and my workload's changed quite a bit because of COVID-19. I just got done doing up a paper for the residents of Kansas so they could see what kind of steps they could start to do homeschooling, because people are considering that kind of thing now. So I got that is on a Facebook page for a library. But you were talking about the Ellen DeGeneres show, and I know that I'm a very creative person, and if I had that kind of time and attention for people, what I would say is that if I could have anybody sitting right in front of me, and I had the whole audience of the whole world to be able to come and sit and watch also what I was doing, how I was acting, and how this person was acting, I would make sure that I went through good time and effort in finding people who would be worth the attention. And if they were able to keep carrying the attention,
Mr.
if they had that
Advertiser,
kind of strength.
Your message goes here.
Thank you for your call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
Cool, enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me.
Joe in Scranton, Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hello, Walter. I'm a young cat that was born and raised drinking cold and gold from the Poconos. I caught the tail end of the bit about Stegmeyer beer. And radio-wise, I know you're friends of a friend of mine, a guy I worked with at WARM, the Mighty 590.
Who'd you work with, Tommy? You worked with Tommy Woods?
Tommy Woods. We were both hired by Double G, the late George Gilbert.
All right, now what did you do at WARM?
I was a newsman. I came in to be the last hurrah for personality radio, and then, of course, one of the suits from York, headquarters of Susquehanna down at WSBA, the home office, decided to change it and go full-time talk, news talk radio with sports, full service minus the music.
They had to do it. They had no choice. They had to do it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the FMs came in, and they just blew us out of the water.
As I have often said, to the annoyance of my friends, family, and colleagues, and thank you for the call, Joe, that I have said this many times in my life, WARM in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre was the best radio station I ever heard. And that's an important thing to say, because I grew up listening to New York City radio. I heard New York City radio my whole life. Therefore, you'd assume that I would think that the best radio station I ever heard was in New York. No, the best radio station I ever heard was WARM in Scranton. And I won't tell you why, because, you know, we're not at a radio convention, but believe me, it was. All right, Walter M. Sterling, now let's listen to the amazing drama of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Amber Heard, as best I can tell, has destroyed two men, Elon Musk and Johnny Depp. Both were doing fine, respected members of the community. Everything was fine until they got tangled up in Amber Heard. And I started to go, well, wait a minute. Has Amber actually been in any movies? And then I looked, and she has the longest IMDb I have ever seen. She's like 20. And her IMDb includes The Rum Diary, Machete Kills, Miss San Antonio, 3 Days to Kill, V. DeLay. Wait, you got to hear these titles. Aquaman, that was a big movie. London Fields, Her Smell, Justice League, I Do Until I Don't. The Danish Girl, Magic Mike XXL, One More Time, The Adderall Diaries, The Prince, a TV movie, 3 Days to Kill. Wait, it goes on. Paranoia, Syrup, The Playboy Club, that was a TV series. Remember that? No, you know. Drive Angry, and soon The Darkness, The Cleveland Show, The Ward, The River Wye, The Stepfather, Zombieland, The Joneses. It goes on and on and on. This woman was cast in everything. Let's listen to some of her acting.
I'm sorry I hit you like this, but I did not punch you.
That's not it. Let's find some of her acting.
I'm from Connecticut. Do you scream before I do?
What?
I'm from Connecticut. Do you scream before I do?
Key scenes from some of her key movies.
I'm from Connecticut. Do you scream before I do?
Absolutely. Coming up in seconds, we're going to hear actual audio from her fights with Johnny Depp, some of the court testimony. And I'm just like, look, if you're married to Johnny Depp and you're married to Amber Heard and you're on a private jet, may I suggest, rather than fighting, you try to work it out. You just try to work it out. Allegedly, Amber stuck a cigarette in Johnny Depp's cheek, and he threw a lot of things, all allegedly. But I don't think if you're married to a movie star like Johnny Depp, whose face depends on your millions of dollars, that you stick a cigarette in it. Just a thought. Walter M. Sterling, it's 45 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
When I go to the barber, he puts the mirror behind my head, and I shut my eyes. I do not want to see how much hair I've lost. And I'll say to him, I don't want to see. And he goes, it's not my fault. Yeah, I don't want to see. No guy does. But here's the problem. Nobody in our lives is going to say, you're losing your hair. I actually have known of people who have lost their jobs because they kidded the boss about losing hair. I'm not joshing you. It's true. The people in your life are not going to tell you you're losing your hair, but I'm going to tell you that, like you, I'm losing my hair, and I'd like it to stop and be restored. And the solution is Keeps.com. 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 Keeps.com offers a medical system, a medical solution to hair loss. They offer a serum, pills, shampoo that all help regrow and restore hair. When you go there, you're going to be asked a very few medical questions. And that makes sure that the prescriptives that they offer you are right for you. And then if there are extra questions, a doctor's going to go in the chat room and ask you a few things. That's what happened to me. I figured, well, I'm Walter Sterling. I'm selling their product. They'll send it to me immediately. No, I got a refund. We're not sending it to you, buddy. They had to be in touch with me to make sure it was absolutely right. Because these products are safe and proven and tested. Go to Keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S.com. It's a nice website. I have to give them credit for the design of this website. Then go to Facebook, to Walter M. Sterling, and you will see pictures of my head. And each week we will see how it's going. We will look at the progress of the Keeps.com products. Go to Keeps.com, enter the promo code Walter. You get 50% off. But more importantly, you stop losing your hair. You can stop losing your hair and probably regrow it. Isn't that a good day? Why not? KEEPS.com. Keeps.com. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
This is a perfect spot for a sponsorship billboard.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
Sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you this great story from my new book. So during the course of my 20-year NYPD career, it never ceased to amaze me how inventive criminals could be. I mean, these guys could solve world problems if they really put their minds to it. So anyway, my partner and I one time were sitting up in the Bronx in this area near a park that was known for auto theft and auto break-ins. So we're watching this kind of scraggly guy sitting on a railing just looking around, and it was obvious he was going to break into a car sooner or later. So my partner and I had a bet going. I said, do you think he's going to use a brick to break that window, or do you think he's going to use a screwdriver? So my partner's like, oh, definitely a brick. So after a couple of seconds of watching him, he's kind of flicking his fingers around like wildly, and it looked like he almost like he had something sticky on his fingers, the way he was just kind of flicking them. So the next thing you know, he gets off the railing and he's into the car. So I'm like, how did he do that? We roll up on the guy and he's inside the car. He's got his head under the dash. He's trying to pull the radio out. So we take him out of the car. We cuff him up. There's glass all over the front, you know, all over the interior of the car on the sidewalk. And while I'm searching him, I find what looks like little broken pieces of spark plugs in his pocket. So I go, what is this? He goes, tools of the trade. So we get into the precinct and, you know, I read him his Miranda warnings. I says, you know, you're going to tell me how you broke into that car? And he goes, I'll tell you what, buy me a soda. So for the price of the soda, he explained that when you take spark plugs and you break them up into little pieces, they're called ninja rocks. And if you flick them at tempered glass at a low rate of speed, they'll break glass without making much noise. And I says, well, how is that even possible? And he goes, look, dude, I'm a heroin addict, not a scientist. But I mean, he was able just by flicking those little chips at a car window and just boom, he was inside the car. So like I said, these guys never cease to amaze me with their ingenuity into committing crimes.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
All right. Thank you, Vic Ferrari, author of Grand Theft Auto, a great retired New York City police detective. We love those guys. And if you were in New York City on September 11th, you especially love those guys. And I love this.
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back. It doesn't occur to any one of you that I got it because I am good at what I do.
So you earned it?
That's right.
I got twice your time on a job. I'm a hell of a detective and I paid my dues. I earned it.
Just bring money, money talks. And it's coffee break time at Denison Close, Route 22, Union, New Jersey.
I'm James from Kansas, and there's more to refurbishing a classic RV than meets the eye. The RV offers lessons for humanity.
James from the AV crew shares his experience rebuilding an RV.
First, it's essential to embrace the fact that an RV is not just a metal box on wheels. An RV is home to moving beauty. When you pass me on the road, you may not realize the complexity of the machine.
James is your new teacher.
An RV is alive. I put fluid in the front and it comes out the back. That's why I wanted to teach this class. Discover what I have learned about RVs. Many people think they can use standard motor oil in an RV. They can, but it misses the point.
Now, your RV can level up with James.
And don't get me talking about the rat's nest you'll find in the fall in your RV.
Meet James, your new teacher, and this is your masterclass.
I would like to see what you're looking at. It's time for a Sterling Snap. Take out that overpriced phone you got. Hold it up. Take a picture of what you're looking at. If you're driving, don't do it. Pull over later. Pull over at your favorite rest stop, but I'd like to see what you're looking at. Because if you go on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, you'll see all the things that I look at all week. Let's share this communal experience. Send that picture to Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, and I will post the picture probably Monday night, Tuesday. Then we can share it. And when you're at the Facebook page, you have to see this video of my head. You'll see this video of my head, and you'll see how bald I am, and we'll see if the Keeps products work. Click like when you get there, so the sales department goes, oh, he can get a response. Click like. Would you do that for me, please? It's 54 past the hour. We're talking about the crazy trial of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, which is going on and on. It's apparently a slander libel suit over a British newspaper saying that Johnny physically attacked her. And he's saying that's not true. That did not happen. She's saying it is. But you have to remember, they're both actors.
He approaches me, and I don't know if I, in feeling him approach, anticipate to try to get up, or if I help him help me up, or if he just did it all by grabbing my hair.
Yeah. So she isn't sure of what happened, but she knows it wasn't good.
They eventually settled privately, finalizing their divorce in January of 2017. They released a joint statement that read, quote, "Our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love."
It was intensely passionate and occasionally volatile, but always bound by love.
They eventually settled privately, finalizing their divorce in January of 2017. They released a joint statement that read, quote, "Our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love. Neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. There was never any intent of physical or emotional harm." Part of the settlement included the pair signing NDAs, which meant they couldn't discuss their relationship in public. Amber received $7 million, which she reportedly donated to charity.
Which charity? Where's the receipt? We heard that she wasn't going to keep any of the money. And I didn't believe it at first, and then I saw her IMDb, the list of movies she's been in. She's been in, it's a scroll. How this woman, from the age of 20, has been able to stay in so many movies, good for her. Congratulations, Amber, but oh my gosh. Now, I'm not going to say which side is right here, because I don't want to be involved. I don't want to be a co-respondent. I want to be a correspondent. And the fact is that this is wacky, and it's going on for weeks, and it's all about Johnny, who was drunk much of the time, claiming that, you know, his memory isn't going to be the best. But all of his friends say there's no way. His ex-girlfriend says there's no way that this is a gentle, quiet guy. I don't know who to believe, but boy, when I hear nonsense like this.
I'm sorry I hit you like this, but I did not punch you. I did not f***ing deck you. I f***ing was hitting you.
You can't.
I don't know what the motion of my actual hand was, but you're fine.
Oh,
that's the difference between me and you. You're a f***ing baby.
Because you start physical fights?
You're such a baby!
Because
you,
start physical fights?
They had a habit between them of recording various things that went on.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
Send me the photo, your Sterling snap, to Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. And for God's sakes, go to the Facebook page and look at my bald head. There's a video of my bald head. You'll see the front of my bald head and the back. And please remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.